Whether you believe it or not, you are the creator of your own reality. You've been given creative powers and are actually meant to participate in a very active relationship with the universe and all of its processes. Conscious intention and skill will allow you to play an active role in creating the reality that you want. This is a guided experience designed to assist you in the process of manifesting. You can have a more joyful and a happier reality. Don't limit this experience. If there's something that you desire in your life, it's time to ask for it. Take some time now to quiet your body and still your mind from outside distractions. And prepare yourself to go through this process mentally and physically. Breathe deeply, and with every breath, allow your body to relax and unwind. Notice the sensation of your breathing as it comes in through your nose, fills your lungs and diaphragm. And then notice what it feels like as it comes out and lets go. With every exhale, allow yourself to let go of tension, let go of worry, release doubts, and let go of outside distractions. With every inhale, breathe in mental focus and clarity. Breathe in hope and light, as all of these things will assist you in the creative process. The first step to manifesting what you want into reality is to figure out what it is that you do want, and then to have a strong desire to have it. From a clear and relaxed, neutral state that you've taken the time to enter, imagine now something in your life that you really, really want. And as you think about it, be as detailed about your desire as you can. Every part of what you want, every nuance, and use this detail to visualize your life as if your desire is already fully and completely yours. Allow your senses and your emotions to get involved. Be as vivid as you can with what this looks like, as though it's already happened, it's already there. If you haven't done this already, pause this recording and even grab a notebook. Write down a sentence or two about what it is that you want, either now or after you've really visualized it. Writing it down once you have a clear picture of what you want is a very important part of this. But take the next 2 minutes to close your eyes and watch the scene as vividly as if it were a movie about you and the situation that you desire. Thank you. Now simply ask for what you want. Ask God, ask your angels, ask the universe, ask any power out there that is higher, wiser, and greater than you. The divine order of the universe, whatever thing that makes the grass grow or keeps the birds in the sky, ask it to assist you in creating what you want, to become a co-creator with you. Imagine, even if you can, just that there's an entire crew of help available to you. Choose right now to believe that this is possible, that it really could be just as easy as asking. If you're having a hard time or this is a stretch for you, ask for help with that too. Just ask. You have nothing to lose. Ask for faith. Ask for help, and just do it. So say out loud or in your mind right now, divine source, whatever this is for you, please assist me in getting and having or receiving this thing. Assist me with blank. Okay, you're ready for step three. Step three is to believe that you can have what you ask for. Basically, it's to just have some faith and consciously deciding to not entertain the doubts that will probably and may come up. Proactively choose in this moment to just believe that this can happen. The following affirmations might help. Say either out loud or in your mind, I believe that I can have this and that I'm worthy of it. I am going to choose to have faith about this. This desire is unique to me and in my life right now for a reason. I've decided to put this desire into motion now. I am just going to believe that I can have whatever it is I desire. Let this belief sink in now to the image that you created previously. Through just this process, you've literally put something very tangible into motion. Step four is to now let go and allow it to happen. Basically, you need to get out of your own way and allow the spirit to be in charge of bringing your desire to you. You are clear about what you want, you've written it down, and you've asked the universe for it, and are choosing to believe that a power greater than yourself can actually assist with this. The task that you have at this point is to follow through with any impressions that come to you now. That is your part. So sometimes there'll be specific things that you'll just think of, but other times you'll be just doing your life and be guided serendipitously to the right places at the right time with the right people. And expect to see these kinds of moments. Watch for them and acknowledge them when they come. Inner stillness and peace will increase your ability to receive any direction and guidance that you need. This is the time to trust your impressions. You have the innate ability to feel what is right for you at any given moment. Trust your impressions and then always act on them if they're good. Get a system to write them down as they come. As you hone in on this ability within you to know, feel, and recognize truth. The more you listen to truth and choose to recognize it, the stronger this skill will become, and you'll receive impressions regarding what you can do to help to bring your desires into reality and also in other areas of your life. The fifth and last step is to express gratitude. Gratitude actually starts this cycle all over. It's the completion and the beginning of the creative process, and it initiates more things manifesting in your life for which you'll feel gratitude. Feel gratitude for the power that you have to create a wonderful and better life for yourself. Feel gratitude as if your desires are already within you now, today. And allow your heart and mind to be filled with gratitude right now. Throughout your day now, as often as you can, vividly come back to the image of what it is that you want, as if you have it already, and feel gratitude for it as though it's already yours. Strive as much as you can to maintain mental discipline and quickly go to this image and a feeling of gratitude anytime you catch yourself thinking or talking about or dreading or putting any of your precious creative energy into things that you don't want in your life. Put your focus instead on what you do want, on this image, and on being at peace with all of the rest. Take time in this next little while to expand your vision further if you can, to reconnect or explore your relationship with your higher power, or to notice your impressions regarding the next best step for you, or of course, to express gratitude.